How to Be an American Housewife, a novel by Margaret Dilloway, narrated by Laurel Merlington and Emily Durante. Copyright 2010 by Margaret Dilloway. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with G.P. Putnam's Sons, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Jacaranda Street. Once you leave Japan, it is extremely unlikely that you will return unless your husband is stationed there again or becomes wealthy. Take a few reminders of Japan with you if you have room, or make arrangements to write to a caring relative who is willing to send you letters or items from your homeland. This can ease homesickness. And be sure to tell your family, sayonara. Tamiko Kelly and June Tanaka, How to Be an American Housewife, 1955, from the chapter Turning American. 1. I had always been a disobedient girl. When I was 4, we lived in a grand house with a courtyard and a koi fish pond. My father worked as a lawyer, and we were still rich, rich enough to have beautiful silk dresses, and for me to have dolls with real hair and porcelain faces, not the corn husk dolls I played with later. We even had a nanny to help my mother. One day Nanny told me she was taking my baby brother and me on a picnic. We walked for what seemed like miles until my small feet were blistered. In those days, people expected more from a 4-year-old than they do now. "Where are we going?" I asked Nanny. "To rest from the heat," she said.